Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Nun Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins from the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. You'll notice a framed section which indicates the beginning of a Tanaic source, which will continue to the upper part, the first two lines of Nun Gimel as well. So we now turn to the Gemara, and we should just mention that the topic we're dealing with is a continuation, more or less, of the general topic we were discussing in our previous Shiur, and that is having to do with a woman who discovers a blood stain on her garment. Haroya Kesem, a woman who notices a blood stain, im yesh bo kidei lechalek gimel grisim shehen kegris va'oid, if the size of the blood stain is that of three grisim, a gris is a type of bean, and its measure is known in the Gemara, it may be, without committing ourselves to anything concrete, it may be something similar to an American dime. And in this case, the size of the stain measures 3 grisim plus, which would enable you to divide that into 3 individual gris plus per day, so to speak. So as a result of the size of this blood stain, chosheshes, that indicates that she has to take into consideration that it may be that there were 3 days of blood flow. A stain is not ascribed to the woman if it's under a gris in size. However, if it's over a gris in size, we suspect that it came from the woman. And in this case, since it measured 3 gris in plus, it indicates to us that she may have had one blood sighting on one of each of 3 consecutive days. And if that be the case, if they were, let us say, during her Yemei Ziva, this would make her into a Zava Gedola. The Imlav, if it doesn't have that quantity, of that size, that dimension, then Eino Choshesh, then there is nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra quotes Rabbi Yosi and says, Achas zu v'achas zu, even less than 3 gris in size, Chosheshes, there is room for suspicion that she might have become a Zava. We take a look at Rashi, Achazu v'achazu, afilu b'shtei grisim, chosheshin shema ro'asa oison b'shnei bein hashmoshes. Even with a shear of 2 grisim, we have to suspect that maybe this reflects a blood flow that she experienced during 2 bein hashmoshos periods. Bein hashmoshos is that time between day and night. We can refer to it as dusk. And as such, that period of time has elements of the previous day and the coming day, day which namely begins at night. So if you have 2 sightings, each one during a bein hashmoshos, you in effect can be accounting for 3 days. Oi, another scenario which would get us to 3 days is achas hayom, one of the grease, one of the stains happened, let us say, today. V'achas bein hashmoshos shel mohor, the dusk of tomorrow, namely, the dusk of tomorrow would account for tomorrow and the following day, giving you again a continuous 3 days of sightings. Uriyas bein hashmoshos oyle lishnei yomim. As we just said, the sighting of bein hashmoshos would count for 2 days. Shemiktsasim in hayom umiktsasim in halayla. Part is from today and part is from the night, which represents the beginning of the next day. V'yesh kan shloisha ritzufin, and this would account for 3 consecutive days. The Gemara continues. Omar Rebbe. Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, a later Tana, he says, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra b'shalobodka. I except Reb Yehuda ben Agro, whose opinion is a stringent one, who said that we can account for three sightings even if it's less than three, even if the stain is less than three gris in size. And I hold that way b'shalo bodka, in the event that she didn't do a checking. This will be explained later in the Gemara. V'divrei chachomim, I will accept the chachomim who are mekil, that's b'shalo bodka, when there was a checking. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading in the outside margin, the nosei, and we indicate here that this goes till omid beis, ad omid beis. Ruaso kesem, pochos mishloisha grisim, a woman who saw a stain, noticed a stain on her garment, less than three gris in size, ubodka lifnei chen, bebein hashmoshes, and she did a checking of herself at a Bein HaShmoshes time period. One, Shel Reb Yehuda, and two, Shel Reb Yossi. We have to mention that there are two opinions as to when Bein HaShmoshes is. Ha'im yesh lachshush legimo ria. Should we concern ourselves with the possibility that she saw three, that this discovery is a representation or reflects three sightings, namely 3 days, a sighting of 3 days. One, two, that means three consecutive days. Bein HaShmoshes is a period, as we mentioned, at the conclusion of the day when the sun sets. There is a period of time that it's not clear when do we say that the night begins, namely the next day. It's unclear, it's a suffix. So there are two opinions regarding that time period. For the major part of this sugya, it will be helpful to understand that Reb Yehuda's definition of Bein HaShmoshes is a longer time period than that of Reb Yossi. In fact, Reb Yossi's Bein HaShmoshes is classified as the length of a wink of the eye, whereas according to Reb Yehuda, Bein HaShmoshes is an amount of time that it would take to walk a half a meal. A meal is 2,000 amas, approximately a kilometer, so it's a half a kilometer in distance. Once again, Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshes is a period of time that lasts a length of time, whereas Reb Yossi's Bein HaShmoshes is basically the wink of an eye. According to Reb Yossi, the moment before the wink of the eye is associated with the previous day, and right after that is the next day. Whereas Reb Yehuda has a period where it's unclear when there is a transition from one day to the next. Now we go back to the Gemara, and we should just mention. Again, we may have mentioned it very quickly, that Reb Yehuda's period lasts, as we said, the amount of time to walk a half a meal, and at the conclusion of Reb Yehuda's time period is when Reb Yossi's time period kicks in, that wink of the eye. Now we go back to the Gemara. My bodka umay lo bodka. Rebbe had said that I will like the more strict opinion in the case of lo bodka, and I accept the chachamim when there is bodka. Bodka means checking. What do these terms mean? Omar Rava, Ashkachtinu l'rabbonon debei Rav. I met up with the yeshiva students, the Talmudic students. Diasvi Vokamri, they were saying. Notice with our markings, we have a squiggle underline here. So in this Gemara, first, we will be presented with what they were saying. And then, a few lines later, you'll notice another squiggle underline under the expression Vamino Lohano. That represents Rovo's response to what they say. And then, after that, skipping a line, you'll see the Omru Li is their response to what Rovo said to them. So there's a type of give and take in this Gemara, and we've highlighted the structure with these squiggle underlines so you can follow who the speaker is. So Rava says, I found the yeshiva students, the Rabbonim de Beirav, the Asvi Vokamri, they were seated, and they said, Hocha b'mai askinon, the Hocha is the machloikis between Reb Yehuda ben Agro and the Chachomim. Kegoin shebodko atzmo velo bodko chaluka. the woman engaged in a body check over the period of the two Bein Hashmoshos, and she did not check her garment over the last 2 days, but on the third day she checked her garment and found a stain the size of two grisim. V'af atzmo lo botko elo Bein Hashmoshos rebuda. And when we said that she did a body check, in other words, that she had a cloth, a white cloth that would reveal blood at that point on her anatomy, and we said that she did this during the Bein Hashmoshos period, but it was a limited checking, namely, she did it during the Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda, ube Bein Hashmoshos to Rabbi Yossi lo bodka. But at the Bein Hashmoshos that of Rabbi Yossi, as we mentioned a moment before, we said that the Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yossi comes at the end of the after the Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda. That particular detail will be featured as a machlokus later in the Gemara, but we're describing the woman as having done the body check during the Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda, but not at the Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbonon Savri, the Rabbonon who are not choshish in the event that she discovers the two grisim on her garment, the Rabbonon who are lenient, they hold the Bein Hashmoshos to Rabbi Yossi Lailahu. Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yossi is nighttime. In other words, their opinion is that that time period is night, not Bein Hashmoshos. V'ha bodka b'Bein Hashmoshos, and the woman described checked herself during what we call Bein Hashmoshos, and she didn't find any blood. She checked herself b'Bein Hashmoshos de Rabbi Yehuda, and she didn't find any blood. And now that Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda had the potential of counting as 2 days. And, well, she didn't see anything during that time. V'Rabbi Yossi l'tame. Rabbi Yossi, who was quoted by Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who is the opinion that is choshesh, he is consistent with his opinion, the Omer Bein Hashmoshos Sveikohave. And since she didn't check during that Bein Hashmoshos, the Rabbi Yossi Bein Hashmoshos, Rabbi Yossi is consistent with his own point of view that a doubt does arise. So that since she didn't do a body checking during what I Rabbi Yossi calls Bein Hashmoshos, there is the doubt that maybe she had a blood sighting during that time. And if we're talking, as we are, about two back-to-back Bein Hashmoshos, so you are, in effect, accounting for 3 consecutive days. V'amino leho ano, now Rava says back, and I said to them, ilmole yodeho be'eineho, the word be'eineho is a euphemism, it's referring to that part of the woman's anatomy, had her hands been there, meaning in checking, kol Bein Hashmoshos yofe atem oimrim, if she would have been checking during the entire Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda, which is a long period of time, then your explanation of the Rabbanan is a good explanation, that they're not Choshesh, because she covered herself, so to speak. She checked herself out during the entire time of doubt and discovered no blood. So there's no reason to be Choshesh. There's no reason to suspect that she is a woman of 3 days of sightings. Achshav, however, now that min hastam, that most likely she didn't keep her hand there for all that time, she wasn't checking the entire chatzi meal amount of time, shema im siluk yodeh raso, maybe as she removed her hand from checking during that time, she in fact did see. And if that be the case, so why is it that the Rabbonon are not choshish? There is room for being choshish, because once again, you have 2 back-to-back Bein Hashmoshos periods during which she didn't necessarily check the entire time, so there is a doubt, and therefore even the Rabbanan should be machmir and assume there are 3 consecutive days of sighting, which, as we said in our introduction, would make her into a Zava. The Omru Li, and the Rabbanan de Beirav said back to me, Ki Ko Amrinon, when we said what we did, that in explaining the Rabbonan's position of not being Choshesh, in fact, is Kishinosi Yodel Beinel, Kol Bein HaShemoshes, where she was checking herself during that entire period of doubt and found herself to be blood-free. Therefore, there is no reason to suspect that she is a Zova. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agro, Kishelo Bodka. At this point in the Gemara, we're going to be analyzing the different opinions of the Tanoim through Rebbe's psak. Rebbe said, I like the strict opinion, that of Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agro, when there was no checking. My Lo Bodka. What is the idea of Lo Bodka? And the Gemara here goes through different possibilities. You can see with our structure of the Gemara, the double underlines are indicated under, by the way, under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin. These are stages, they're shlavim, to be masbir, the expression of Lo Bodka. So the Gemara asks, what is that which Rebbe means when he says, I like Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra's opinion of being Choshesh when there was no checking? E lema de bodka bid Rebbe Yehuda velo bodka bid Rebbe Yossi, that she did a checking during the Bein HaShemoshes Rebbe Yehuda, but not at the Bein HaShemoshes Rebbe Yossi. So that's when I, says Rebbe, I like his opinion, that's of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. Michlal, to Rebbe Yehuda, it must be the Rebbe Yehuda himself holds that I'm Choshesh. Afagav de Bodka b'Travayu Chaisha. Even if she checked during both Bein HaShemoshes, I'm still Choshesh. In other words, Rebbe says, when do I like Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra? I like his opinion that we're Choshesh. That's when she didn't check the entire over all of the Bein HaShemoshes of Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi. So that's when Rebbe likes his opinion, the opinion of the strict Rebbe Yehuda. What about Rebbe Yehuda himself? When is he being strict? So that would leave you room to think that Rebbe Yehuda is being strict, even when she checks during both Bein HaShemoshes. But that can't be. Ha-bodka. But she checked herself, and she didn't have any blood sighting, so why would Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra be strict under such circumstances? Rather, you have to say, the Lo Bodka, when Rebbe says, I like the opinion of being strict, when it's Lo Bodka, you know what? Lo Bodka, Lo Bede Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Bede Rebbe Yossi. She didn't check at all, not in Rebbe Yehuda's time, nor in Rebbe Yossi's, not in Rebbe Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes, nor in Rebbe Yossi's Bein HaShemoshes. Before we go any further, let's not confuse the names. There's Rebbe Yehuda, who's the author of a Bein HaShemoshes time period, and there is our Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra in this sugya, who quoted Rebbe Yossi as referring to be Choshesh for 3 days or not. They're two different names, even two different opinions, they're two different people, but in this Gemara, the names are almost used interchangeably, so be careful. So, when is Rebbe in approval of the Choshesh opinion of that of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra? That's when the woman didn't do any checking, therefore is Choshesh. Now, we can infer from this, Avol, and you'll notice that we're using a diamond and triangle in the Gemara to try to maintain a certain balance in structure, which will eventually lead us to a question. So, we can infer, Avol, Bodka b'de Rebbe Yehuda, and let us say she checked during the Rebbe Yehuda Bein HaShemoshes, v'lo bodka b'Rebbe Yossi, but did not check during the Rebbe Yossi Bein HaShemoshes, lo chaisha, there's nothing to be worried about. Now, if that be the case, in other words, when we say nothing to be worried about, it means there's no element of 3 consecutive days. In other words, once she covers her tracks with regard to the Rebbe Yehuda Bein HaShemoshes, even if she didn't check during the Rebbe Yossi Bein HaShemoshes, Alma, Bein HaShemoshes, Rebbe Yossi, the Rebbe, we can conclude that the Bein HaShemoshes of Rebbe Yossi, according to Rebbe, Laila Hu, it would have the status of nighttime, so that if let's say you have a woman that did not check herself during two Rebbe Yossi Bein HaShemoshes, in effect she didn't check herself during 2 night periods, and therefore there isn't a, you don't create a situation of 3 consecutive days. So be it. Amo Seifa. We continue with the Seifa of Rebbe. V'divrei chachomim b'shebotka. Rebbe says, I like the opinion of the chachomim that are not choshesh, the woman who discovered a stain of 2 gris in size, and therefore the chachomim are not choshesh when she is botka, my botka. What does it mean that she checked herself out? That the woman checked herself out during the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda and did not check herself out during the Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemoshes. And that's when Rebbe is willing to go out on a limb and not be choshesh. Michlal de Rabbonin Savri, the Rabbonin who are more mekil, who are not choshesh on principle, so it would then come out afagav de lo botke b'travayu, even if she didn't check out in either one of the Bein HaShemoshes periods, lo chayshino, then they would hold that they're not that there's you're still not choshesh. But how could that be? How can you say that if she doesn't check herself at all during either Bein HaShemoshes that she is considered home free, namely she, there isn't any 3-day sofek here. How can you say lo chayshin and ho lo botka, but she didn't check at all? She didn't check at either one of the Bein HaShemoshes, and therefore we should be choshesh of a sighting that could have taken place during a Bein HaShemoshes, and a Bein HaShemoshes sighting is divided into 2, and if you have 2 Bein HaShemoshes like that, you'll be accounting for 3 days. Elo Pshita de Botka, rather, it must be that when Rebbe says, I like the opinion of the Chachamim that we're not Choshesh, what happened? De Botka, she did a checking, she did a thorough checking covering all of the Bein HaShemoshes time periods of Rabbi Yehuda and of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore they're not Choshesh. Aval, but we can infer from this that's only then Rebbe's not choshesh. Let's say she checked herself out during the Bein HaShemoshes review and not that of Rabbi Yossi, then chayshinon. We would infer that Rebbe is choshesh because of the lack of Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemoshes checking. What does that show you about the status of the Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemoshes if it arouses a doubt concerning the possibility of 3 days? Alma, we would conclude Bein HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yossi l'Rebbe Sveiko Havi, that the how does Rebbe look at Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi? He looks at it as a suffix. What did we say before about how Rebbe looks at the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi? Did we not say, and if you navigate with our markings using the star on the to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, just you notice here that we dashed on a Sveik Havi, you go up to the previous star, and we dashed on a Leila Havi, that the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rebbe, is classified as night, and here we're saying it's classified as a period of doubt. Kashi the Rebbe Ad the Rebbe. Now we have a contradiction in Rebbe's. That is the current problem. Before going ahead, just to show how the markings work, we did a lot of marking in this Gemara to make things easier. There was a diagonal dashed underline above the lo botka Rabbi Yossi. Likewise, here in the line just before, also a similar lo botka Rabbi Yossi. What was the approach to the lo botka Rabbi Yossi above? So we saw that in the event that there was a checking during the Rabbi Yehuda but not Rabbi Yossi, that didn't arouse any doubt. And then the triangle you saw led us to the conclusion that Bein HaShemoshes Rabbi Yossi is night. Here the same structure appeared where there was a checking during the Rabbi Yehuda Bein HaShemoshes and the lo botka Rabbi Yossi, but here the conclusion was that Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rebbe, leads to a doubt. So that with the markings you can see how the question develops and is highlighted, and hence we are left right now with a question. There seems to be a contradiction within Rebbe himself. How does Rebbe perceive the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'omar. So we now have a frame around the next few lines indicating the more accurate understanding of the Tanaic source. And it's as follows. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra l'Rabbanan. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who represented the strict opinion of being choshesh, where you have a stain of 2 gris, is something that the Rabbanan would accept. the lo bod kuklal, where the woman didn't do any checking, lo bod rabbiyosi, velo bod rabbiyosi, not in the bein hashmoshes of rabbiyuda, nor of the bein hashmoshes of rabbiyosi. Oh, she didn't do any checking at all. Even the rabbonin who are mekil, who are lenient, would accept that there is grounds for suspicion of two bein hashmoshes sightings. She'av hachomim lo nechliku alav ela. Even the Chachomim, who are lenient, they argued with him only in the case of a woman who checked during the Rabbi Yehuda ben Hashmoshes and not the Rabbi Yossi ben Hashmoshes. Aval hecha delo bodka klal modu lei. But where there was no checking at all, they, the Rabbonin, who were presented as lenient, would agree to be choshesh that you should be strict. So that Rebbe is basically not presenting his own shita in this rereading, but he's moderating the Tanoim under what circumstances do Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra and the Rabbonon actually argue. But as we said, Rebbe here, as opposed to the way we understood the Gemara at the beginning, Rebbe is not featuring his own psak, namely under what circumstances do I paskin like one and under what other circumstances do I paskin like the other. That approach had in fact led us to the contradiction within Rebbe. Continuing now in the Gemara with a question. You'll notice there's a long question marking that accompanies this. The kuf is encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. Viraminhu, we raise as a contradiction the following. There is a source, but bearing in mind that we have this long question marking, the question won't become obvious until we go through quite a bit of Gemara. So in the meantime, we have the source that says, Horoya kesem, l'ri'iyo meruba, choshesh, a woman who sees a stain. And it's a ri'iyo meruba means it's three grisim v'od in size, three grisim plus in size. Choshesh, then that gives rise to the possibility that maybe she is a zova because of three consecutive sightings. L'ri'iyo mu'etes, eino choshesh. If she has a smaller stain of two grisim v'od, then she's not choshesh. Zu divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, shomar mishum Rebbe Yossi. An Omer Rebbe, ani shamati mimenu, I heard from Rabbi Yossi, she'achazu v'achazu choshesh. Now, just not to be confused, here, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, in this particular source, is presented as a relatively lenient opinion, because Rebbe says, I have a tradition from Rabbi Yossi that even she'achazu v'achazu, even the two stain, the two gris size stain is grounds for chashash. Umin hatam hazeh omar li. And it's from the following logic that Rabbi Yossi told me this opinion. Uma ilu nida shelo hifrisha betara. A nida is a woman who is, once she has a sighting at the beginning of her nida days, that makes her tamea for 7 days. And let us say on day seven, shalohi frisha betara min amincha lamala. That means that in the late part of the day, she did not check herself out. She didn't check herself at bein hashmoshes at the end of the seventh day. Lo tehei becheskas tamei. Wouldn't you agree that she is considered maintaining the status of tuma? So that if a woman becomes Tamea as a Nida, she's Tamea for 7 days, and she has the status of being Tamea for 7 days. Even if she, for some reason, checked herself in the morning of day seven, nevertheless, the end of the day, she might have had a reappearance of blood. She was Becheskas Tamea. Therefore, she would, if she doesn't do a checking at the very end of the seventh day, so wouldn't you agree that she is still Tamea, even though she finished 7 days. V'nirin Devarov Kishibodka. We would accept the opinion that you don't have to be Choshesh. Namely, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who said that we're not Choshesh, that would be in a case of where she did do a checking. My Bodka. So, once again, the question is, what is meant by bodka? Before we go further, let's just focus on the machlokas in this source. Concerns a bloodstain that's 2 gris in size, where Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, in quoting Rabbi Yossi, says that I'm not choshesh, and the Chachamim say that we are choshesh. So, and at the end of this source, it says that it appears that the opinion of not to be choshesh is acceptable when it's bodka, when there was a checking. Before we go further, let us look at the Rashi found on the lower part of the page, in the middle of the wide lines, regarding the analogy to a woman who was a nida who did not check herself at the very end of the 7th day. So it was said, wouldn't you agree that she maintains a cheskas tuma? Lo tehe becheskas tuma, v'eino tovel eslerev, and she won't be able to immerse herself in a mikveh in the evening as a woman otherwise would be able to do if she checked herself. V'afalpi shefrisha b'tar shachris, even though she may have done a checking in the morning of the 7th day and found herself to be blood free. Alma mishurasa, we therefore conclude that once she sees havia kol hayom becheskas choseres v'roya, once she was becheskas a nida, the whole 7th day she has the status of maybe having a reappearance of a blood flow. Ad gemar hayom, until the end of the day. Now here's the connection. Af zu, so too with our case of the blood stain. Since she did not check herself throughout the entire Bein HaShemoshes, maybe at the end of the Bein HaShemoshes she saw, and that would count for 2 re'ios, 2 sightings. And if you have 2 Bein HaShemoshes back to back, that would then be 3 re'ios. So we now turn back to the Gemara. My bodka. At the end of the source, we saw that there is reason to say not to be choshesh when she did do a checking. I lemo de bodka b'de Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo bodka b'de Rabbi Yossi. That she checked herself during the Bein HaShemoshes Rabbi Yehuda, but not during that of Rabbi Yossi. Michlal, you could infer from this that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, that he who himself is not choshesh, sovar afagav the lo bodka lo rabbi velo rabbi Yossi lo chaisha. That if there was no checking whatsoever, he would not be choshesh. But that can't be. But she didn't do any checking. If she didn't do any checking, so the possibility that she had a blood flow during a Bein HaShemoshes exists. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra not be choshesh? Ela pshita the bodka. Rather, when Rebbe said, I'm not choshesh, it must be that she did do a checking, Bein Rabbi Yossi, throughout the entire Bein HaShemoshes period. Now, that's Rebbe is willing to be lenient if she did a total checking. Michlal de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, we could infer that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who is more lenient, that's not choshesh, sovar, he would hold bodka b'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo bodka Rabbi Yossi lo chaisha, that as long as she did a check-in during the Rabbi Yehuda Bein HaShemoshes, even if she didn't do one during the Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemoshes, so we're not to be choshesh. Alma, we would conclude then, Bein HaShemoshes de Rabbi Yossi the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra, that the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi according to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra lailahu, that's considered nighttime. Well, if that's the case, then we have a problem. Kashio de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, ad Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. We would have a contradiction then within Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's, because above we concluded that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi is considered a suffek. And here we're concluding that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi is considered nighttime. Bishmo below Rabbi lo kashyo. If Rabbi had not entered the picture in trying to explain the machlokis tanoyim, then there would have been no contradictions. Hosam, where is Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra choshesh? The bodka b'Rabbi of the bodka Rabbi Yossi, where she didn't check during the Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemoshes, so he's choshesh. Ha ha, when is it that he's not Choshesh? The Bodka Nami Rebida Urebiosi, where she checked herself throughout the both opinions of Bein Hashmoshes. So as far as Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra appearing to be lenient under in one case and stringent in the other, that would have been no problem. We simply could have explained it as we did, that it all depends on whether he checked during the Rebbe Yossi Bein Hashmoshes as well or not. Ela b'derebi kasha. But now that Rebbe enters the picture, we have a problem. Now before we go on, we can look in the Rashi at the bottom. Ela b'derebi mechiosa Rebbe lefrushi putayu. Once Rebbe enters this discussion to explain the Tanaic opinions, below mesuk malon ela k'depirsha. And there's no way to explain the sources other than the way we did. Dele Rebuta Deliel Sveikahu, which comes out that Rebuta Ben Agra above, the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yossi is a Safek, the Hocha Mischazi Deleilahu. And here it appears that Rebuta Ben Agra perceives the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yossi as nighttime. So that because of Rebbe's entering the picture in explaining the Tanoim, we come out with this particular problem. The Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi Valiba Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. There really are two Tanaic opinions as to what Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra's stance really is. Hai Tana Savar, the Tana that is Choshesh, that is strict under the circumstances that there was with regard to the non-checking during Rebbe Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes, he holds Hai Tana Sovar Sholim Bein Hashmoshes de Rebbe Yehuda, we're at the top of Amud Beis, V'hodar Chayol Bein Hashmoshes de Rebbe Yossi, that the when the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yehuda ends, at that point begins the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yossi. And if we say that she checked herself out during the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yehuda and not during the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yossi, it's true, the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yossi is a separate entity, and that too has to be considered as a point of doubt in time. And if she didn't check during that separate period of time, there is room to be Choshesh. The high Tana, the Tana that is not Choshesh, then where you see the Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra is Mekil, and he says that a two gris stain is not reason for a suspicion of 3 days, because this Tana holds Bein Hashmoshes Rebbe Yossi Meshech Shaych Rebbe Yehuda. The Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yossi is included within the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, Rebbe Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes lasts for the amount of time to walk half a meal. The last few seconds of that period of time contained within Rebbe Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes is Rebbe Yossi's point of time. And once we say that she checked herself out during the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yehuda, you're in effect telling me that she checked herself out during the entire Bein Hashmoshes, including that of Rebbe Yossi, because it's sandwiched within the Bein Hashmoshes of Rebbe Yehuda. And if she checked herself out and found herself to be blood-free, so there is no reason for suspecting a re'iyah, a sighting during Bein Hashmoshes, and so we can't account for 3 days of sightings when you're dealing with a 2 gris size stain. At this point, we continue in the Gemara with a new discussion. Hence, you can see we have a slash mark here, and on the side of the Gemara, under our nosei, our topic heading, we've written Haroya Kesem, a woman who sees a stain on her garment, Metame Atzma, V'Kochim L'Mafreya Ad Shas Kibus. We would have to be Metama, the woman, and things that she came into contact with, including Kochim, retroactively until the last time we can say that she had washed the garment. In other words, when we can point to a point in time in the past that she washed the garment, so we say up till that point everything is considered tome that she may have handled. When we speak about everything, of course, we're talking about foodstuffs and korbanos-related matters. Turn now to the Gemara. Tono Rabbanan, Haroya Kesem, a woman who sees a blood stain on her garment, Metama Atzma V'Kochim L'Mafreya, Divrei Rebbe. There will be retroactive Tumah until the last time she washed the garment. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kodshim mitamo, sacrifices that she may have handled, she would become Tomei in this retroactive scenario. Atzmo enu mitamo. However, herself, we don't say there's tumo regarding herself. Shelo yehe kismo chomer miriosa. We don't want a situation where a blood stain is more strict than her own actual sighting from her body. The Gemara asks, how can you say this last phrase? V'homotzinu kismo chomer miriosa linin kochim. But Reb Shimon ben Elazar just conceded that in the realm of kochim, with regard to sacrifices, when she discovers a blood stain, we make any sacrifices tomei retroactively until the last time she washed the garment. That could be weeks ago. With regard to if she had, let's say, an actual blood flow from her body, we speak at times about a me'es le'es retroactive tumah, 24-hour retroactive tumah, but that's it. Just 24 hours retroactively. So we see that with regard to kochim, we do treat kesem more strictly than we do an actual blood flow from her body. Elo tani hachi, rather restate the source as follows. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, av kochim eino mitama, in fact, even sacrifices, she will not be mitama retroactively. Shelo hekismo chomer miriosa l'chol dover. We don't want to have any approach to stains stricter than an actual body flow with regard to all matters, so that when you speak about something retroactive, we're not going to be able to talk about anything more than 24 hours retroactively, so as to not enable or so as to not categorize kesem as more strict and in taking in more retroactive time than an actual body flow, which we know we go retroactively only 24 hours. Before going on in the Gemara, let us glance to the margin where we have a new nosei, a topic heading. Motzo kesem, a woman discovers a blood stain on her garment. Ubetoch, and within a certain amount of time, either me'es le'es, within 24 hours of her stain discovery, according to Rebbe, or until sundown, according to Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. That's what we've written on the side there, me'es le'es le'Rebbe, or ad hashkia shel mitziosa, or until sundown, the sundown which follows her discovery of the blood stain, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. So that after discovering a blood stain, she sees within these time periods, rasa dam, she sees blood, mimosai moinin lenida leziva. When we say she sees blood, it means a blood in the form of a body flow of blood. So from what point in time do we start counting her nida days and her ziva days? The Gemara. Tana Rabbana Ruasa Kesem. She notices a stain on her garment. Fi achar kach Ruasa Dam. And then she has a body flow. Toila Kisma Briosa Me'es Le'es Divrei Rebbe. If the body flow took place within 24 hours of her discovery of the blood stain on her garment, so we say that she will be Tameya only from the time that she saw discovered the blood stain onwards. In other words, we're associating the bloodstain with her body flow right now and saying that from the time that she discovers the bloodstain, she starts her counting. So that if we speak about she's Tamea as a Nida, the 7 days will count from yesterday or from something, any time within 24 hours of the body flow. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Yomo. He says that the association of the bloodstain with a body flow is only if the discovery, only if the body flow takes place before sundown of the day on which she discovered the bloodstain. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Dvorov, Mi Dvorai. Rebbe says, I prefer Reb Shimon Elazar over my own teaching. Shehu Mesakno Vani Ma'avsa. He is lenient, and I am strict. Now, this needs to be explained because it doesn't seem that way, but nevertheless, just to translate, because he's misakno, he is making things good for her, he is lenient, and I am strict. And since the realm of bloodstains is a rabbinic realm of tumah, Therefore, we would opt to follow the lenient opinion. The Gemara asks, Mesakna, you're saying that Rav Shimon Elazar is more lenient? Of Simavis law. He is actually stricter. He's saying that we can make the association between the blood flow and the stain only if it's within the same daytime period, not 24 hours. And if not, then we'll have to say that the woman is Tamea with regard to the blood stain, well, all the way back in time till the last washing of the garment. And won't limit our Tumah, so that if anything, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is much stricter than Rebbe, who gave a greater time frame in which to associate the blood stain with the current blood flow. Omar Ravina Epoch. All Ravina says simply that you switch around what was said and say that Rebbe says Nirin not Devorov but Devorai, that my approach is better because I'm affording a leniency which he is not. Rav Nachman, a second approach, says the Olam Lo Tepuch, don't switch around the Shitas. And what did Rebbe mean when he says Shehu Mesakna? So he says Shehu Mesakin Hilchiseha Lidei Ziva Vani Ma'aves Hilchiseha Lidei Ziva. To appreciate this, we will learn the Rashi. You'll see Rashi across from this, more or less. He says, "Hu misakin hilchoseli de ziva, leinyan ziva hu mekil." Regarding ziva, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is mekil. The lidide, according to him, hecha delo chazia bo bayom, in the event that she doesn't have a blood flow on the same day that she had discovered the bloodstain, lo talinon kisma biryasa, we won't associate the bloodstain with her sighting, umayne meinidas miyom riyasa, and she'll count her nido days from when the body flow actually she experienced it. V'ein yemei ziva maschilin ad yom ches riyasa, and the ziva days won't start until day 8 from the actual sighting. Once again, in the event that the sighting took place after Shkia of her discovery of the stain. The Rebbe, Moine Miyoim Mitzias Kisma, V'af Lahokel, according to Rebbe, in the event that the blood stain was discovered at a point that's within 24 hours of the subsequent body flow, in other words, the body flow took place within 24 hours of her previous discovery of the bloodstain. According to Rebbe, the counting of her nidus will take place from the time she discovered the bloodstain. And af lahokel, even if it leads to a leniency, v'litboil leil shvi lekisma imposka, and she will be able to immerse herself in the mikveh on the following the day 7th of what? Of her discovery of the stain. If she imposka means if there's no if the blood flow stopped. Umiyom shmini lekisma, and from day 8 of the stain, hava yamei zov. V'nimtza Rebbe machmir le'inyan ziva. Now here is the main point where, according to our Gemara, we had the Rav Nachman says don't switch things around because Rebbe really is a more strict opinion with regard to ziva. How does that work? The chichazio beches lechisma, when she sees on day 8 from the time of her discovery of the stain, amrinon yoim ziva hu, we say, oh, it's a ziva day, utzricho lishmor chi yoim keneged yom, and should be obligated to keep the ninth day as a day of cleanness, and she's forbidden, let us say she's forbidden to her husband on that ninth day. Ve'im tire shnayim imo, and if besides day 8 there are two more days of blood sightings, tehei zava, she would become a zava, because you've got all of the counting is starting, according to Rebbe, from the time of her discovery of the kesem, so that the ziva days start earlier than according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Ula Reb Shimon, who says, I'm not counting from the when if it's more than 24 hours, if it's more than, let's say, actually, if the blood flow takes place after Shkia, so Shimon Sof Nidahu, he is not going to be counting from the discovery of the Kesem, but rather he's going to count from the start of the blood flow, so that the day 8 since the stain is really day 7 since the body flow. And that's called Sof Nidahu, V'lo Matzrich Shimor. And if there is a blood sighting on that day, on that day 7 since the body flow, which was in effect day 8 since the stain discovery, he will not require the next day being kept as a clean day. The interior shnayimimo, and if there are two more blood flows, with in addition to that one of day 7 since the body flow, then low, or let's was a flow on day 7 since body flow, which we said before was day 8 since the Kesem discovery. But according to Reb Shimon, who disconnects the stain from the body flow that takes place after Shkia, so in the event that there's a flow on day 7 of the first body flow, and then two more days, they won't join up to form a unit of 3 days. That's what Rashi says. V'imtira shnayim imoloti ezova. Nimso ani, says Rabbi, I mevio ayudei kismo leziva. I bring her through the kesem because I am. I count back 24 hours between the subsequent body flow and the original discovery of the kesem, and I connect them, and therefore I'll start her nida from the kesem, or nida days from the kesem discovery, and day 7 from the body flow, which would in effect be day 8 since the discovery of the kesem, is the first day of her ziva days, avo ilu lo. Therefore, Rebbe turns out to be a more strict opinion, and therefore at the end of the source, when it says, Rebbe says, I like his approach, in fact, I like his approach because his approach results in a leniency with regard to making the woman into a zava, whereas my approach would have led to a stringency. And since we're dealing with the realm of bloodstains, ksamim, we know that we strive for the lenient opinion. Turning back to the Gemara, we have a new discussion. Before learning the Gemara, we have a Noseya topic heading, Kesem Boy Hefsik Taro Biyom Shvi. The issue of Haim Kesem Boi Hefsik Tar Biyom Shvi means if a woman discovers a blood stain on her garment, which we said makes her Tameya Midrabanan, if it's a blood stain greater than a gris in size, 7 days later, does she have to practice what's called Hefsik Tara? That's a checking at the end of day 7. We made an allusion to this earlier in today's shiur, which is what's required in general when a woman is a nida as a result of a body flow. So on day 7, so as to enable her to go to the mikveh at night, we have to establish that she stopped all blood flows. That's through something called Hefsik Tara, which is a checking that she does at the end of day 7. That's true with regard to a body flow of blood. What about 7 days after discovery of a stain? So that's what the Gemara asks here. Boy minei Rabbi Zera Merv Asi kisomim blood stain srifin hefsik tara on the 7th day. Oh lo, do they require a checking on the 7th day or not? Ishtik v'omar v'lomidi. Rav Asi remained silent and didn't answer the question. Zinnin Ashkhe, on another occasion, Rabbi Zera met Rav Asi, the Yosef v'Ko'omar. And Rav Asi was holding forth and said, Toilo kisma b'riyosa me'eis le'eis divrei Rebbe. This is a tie-in to the previous Gemara, where a woman has a right to associate the bloodstain on her garment with her current sighting, provided the current sighting is within 24 hours of her discovery of the bloodstain. And the practical benefit of that is there will not be any retroactive tumah back to the last rinsing or cleaning of the garment, which could set you back, could be responsible for a retroactive tumah for a couple of weeks till the last time she washed the garment. Omar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish comes to explain Rebbe. V'hu shebotka. That is provided that she checks herself out on the seventh day since her kesem, and does a what's called a hefsik tara, so that if she does that on the seventh day since her discovery of the kesem, so we say that she is associating the kesem with her blood flow, and hence there is no need to the kesem is therefore related to her body blood flow, and a body blood flow is retroactive tumah for 24 hours, and therefore since she checks herself 7 days from the kesem, it shows us that she's associating the kesem with her body flow, and there's no need for tumah back to the time of kibbutz. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afal Pisha Lo Bodka. Rabbi Yochanan is more mekil and says even if she doesn't do a checking on the seventh day since her kesem. We have a note to look at Rashi. There's a Rashi that we have noted. There's a star in the Rashi toward the lower part of the narrow lines. And Rashi reads there, Mufosh lo Amar Reish Lakish, V'hu shebotka bein ha-shmoshes shel shvi l'kismo l'hafsik b'tara. The idea of Rebbe, who says that the kesem found within 24 hours of a subsequent body flow is grounds for saying no retroactive tumah to shas kibbutz, to the last washing, that's if she does a checking on the seventh day since the appearance of the stain, the discovery of the stain. Let's say she doesn't do a checking at the end of that seventh day. Galya Daita, it reveals to us the Miyom Riyasa Nokta Minyana Dida, that she's placing her emphasis on the actual body flow and not on the kesem. Vihi Gorma Li Atzma, and she causes herself thereby Lahavdil Kisma Riyasa to detach the blood stain from her actual body flow, the kismatamafam miyom levisha, and the kesem then will in effect be metamaher retroactively back to the first time she started wearing the garment since the last washing, which is a big which is a stringency. Rabbi Yochanan Omar af al pi shelo bodka, even if she doesn't check on the seventh day, kevon diachovilitlos, since she could have associated the kesem with the body flow, being that it was within 24 hours of the body flow. Lav begili daita talyamus. It's not dependent on what she demonstrates about her feelings through her checking. Volomafsin bahof. She's not going to lose out because she didn't check on the seventh day. She didn't do a hefsik tara. In this discussion, we see parenthetically that there is attention paid to a checking or a hefsek tara 7 days after a kesem appearance. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Zera comments to Rav Asi, who was holding forth till now. He says, "Michlal diksom mitzricha hefsek tafsakas tara." We can infer from here that ksomim in general, women treat with the need for a hefsik tara, meaning 7 days after the discovery of the bloodstain, women in general would do a hefsik tara. Omar Le'in, so Rav Asi says, yeah, that's right. That's what follows from what I was talking about. So Rav Zera says back, but on numerous occasions I asked you about, is there a need for a hefsik tara, that checking on the seventh day after a kesem, velo amris, velo midi? And you didn't say anything to me. You didn't answer me when I posed that question on other occasions. Rabbi Zera goes on saying, Dilma agav shitfoch asiloch. Maybe through your shitfoch, it's like through your running through the topic, because you started holding forth on the topic, this point came out. Omalein agav shitfoy asili, through the fact that I was discussing the topic, so it came out. In other words, and this happens to many of us lesser individuals, but still it happens, that people may present you with a question, and you're sort of like caught off guard. You aren't holding in the topic. You're not thinking about it, and your response inevitably is, "Well, I don't know." But then on that very same point that you had been asked and been caught off guard, you may treat that topic with a degree of authority and certainty in the event that you're holding forth on that general issue. And that's what we see Saul happened over here. We continue with the Mishnah. Before going on in the reading, let us glance at the margin where we have a Noseiach topic heading, Haroy Adam Bevein HaShmoshos Shel Yud Aleph, a woman who experiences a blood flow on the 11th day of the Zava days, at the end of that day, the end of the 11th day, Haim Ze Soiv Ziva Oitchilas Nida. Is a Bein HaShmoshes sighting on the day 11 of the Zava days, is that viewed as the end of her Ziva days, or is it the beginning of her Nida days? If it's the beginning of her Nida days, then she'll be out of commission, so to speak. She'll be Tamea for 7 days. If it's the end of her Zava days, so then it's a singular sighting, and which would not make her Tamea for 7 days. And being that it's on day 11, she might not even require a din of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Just to review, not to make any assumptions, when we speak about day 11, we're talking about the 7-11 cycle. When a woman, let's say, had not experienced any blood sighting for a long time, and then she sees blood, we say that begins her Nida cycle. That means she'd be Tamea from that sighting for 7 days. After that begins a period of 11 additional days, from day 11, 8 till day 19, till day 18 inclusively, during which any blood she sees would make her into would be blood seen during the Zava days. If it's a 1 day sighting or a 2 day sighting, so she only keeps the next day as a clean day. But if there are 3 consecutive sightings during the Yemei Ziva, that would make her into a Zava Gedola, necessitating 7 clean days and the bringing of a sacrifice. So now we turn to the Mishnah. Haroya Yoim Yud Aleph Bein HaShmoshes. If she saw Yom Yud Aleph is the 11th day, the end of her Ziva days, and she sees blood during the Bein HaShmoshes, during the dusk period of that time, then Tchilas Nida V'Soif Nida. This expression will be explained later in the Gemara. It's very difficult to understand it as it is right now. Tchilas Ziva V'Soif Ziva. Another scenario, Yoim Arboim Lezachar V'Yoim Shmoinim L'Nekeva Bein HaShmoshes. Let us say she, at the end of 40 days since a male birth, or at the end of 80 days since a female birth, let us say she has a blood sighting then, Hare Elu Taos, that will throw them off. Because Bein HaShmoshes is a Suffolk period, so we don't know, is the blood sighting then part of the birth period days, which would be Dam Tohar, or is it the beginning of the new Nida period, and she would be Tamea. So she becomes Toos, means she doesn't know where she is holding. Omri B'Yeshua, Ad She'atem Mesaknim Es HaShoytos, Boyu V'Tiknu Es HaPikchos. The term Shotos is a term that the Gemara will challenge in itself. What Shotos means, fools, but it as we say, the Gemara will explain that later. In the meantime, let's continue with the Gemara. Tchilas Nida V'Sof Nida. This was a quote from the Mishnah that a woman who sees on day 11, so the Mishnah called her, categorized that as the beginning of a Nida period and the end of a Nida period. But 1 second. Tchilas Nida V'Sof Zivahi. If it's a sighting on day 11, day 11 of that period of time is the end of the Ziva days, and it represents the possible beginning of a Nida period. So that the language of the Mishnah would have been more accurately stated as calling Bein HaShmoshes of day 11 Tchilas Nida V'Sof Ziva. Omar Rav Chisda, Hochi Ko'omar. Thusly, we are to understand the Mishnah. Haroya Yoim Yud Aleph Bein HaShmoshes, a woman who has a blood sighting of blood flow on day 11, at the end of day 11, during the dusk period, Tchilas Nida V'Sof Ziva. that would create a situation of it being possibly the beginning of the new Nida period or the end of her Ziva period. Ubishvi'i l'nidasa, and a sighting at the seventh day Bein Hashmoshes of her Nida period, that would be Sof Nida, might be the end of her Nida days. Utchila Ziva might be the beginning of day 8, which would be the beginning of her Ziva days. Before concluding our shir, let us glance at the Rashi, but here Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah effect explains the Mishnah bearing already being sensitive to the difficult language of the Mishnah and incorporating the Gemara's explanation into his Mishnah commentary. So to appreciate what we've just done in the Gemara, we look at Rashi. Back on the Mishnah, you'll notice we have a double star notation so that you can see quickly where we want to learn. The Rashi says there, Tchilas nidavasov niva chulei ubimora parach tchilas nidavasov ziva hi. If anything, a sighting on day 11 would be the beginning of the Nida end of Ziva, the Havya Toya. And as a result of this lack of clarity, she is now in a state of confusion. Toa means mistaken or confusion. Ubal Korchuch Teshiv Shiva, and as a result of that sighting on day 11, Bein Hashmoshes, she'll have to entertain the possibility maybe it's the beginning of a Nida, and as a result of that, she's be Tameah for 7 days. V'im Rasa L'Sof Shiva Yoyim Echad, and if at the end of those, when those 7 days pass, she sees 1 day of, or let's say on day 7, let us say she sees blood flow. Now that blood flow on day 7, what is it? Is it the last day of the Nida, or is it really, day 7 is really 8 days from the end of the previous Ziva period? Therefore, Nachmir Oleha Lomar, we'll have to impose on her the following stringency. We'll have to say like this: if she sees on day 7, or you know, 7 days on day 7 since that first sighting, we'll say Riyah Rishona Sof Ziva Havoi. We'll have to say, if we want to impose a stringency, that first sighting was really part of the Yemei Ziva, was really day 11 of the previous Ziva period. V'hashto havya tchilas nida. And as such, this is the beginning of a nida period. This would be the first sighting after Yemei Ziva. And the first blood sighting after Yemei Ziva begins a nida period. V'teshiv shiva. And she'll count 7 days of tuma. V'im shlosha tira. Let us say, after that, Bein Hashmoshes 11, we said 7 days later, she had a blood sighting. Let us say, in addition to that day, there are 2 more days for a total of 3 consecutive days. Nachmir Olel will impose another stringency and say, Loma Ria Rishona Tchilas Nida Havoi, that first sighting, which we call day 11 Bein Hashmoshes, really was the beginning of a Nida period. V'hashta, and now, these 3 days of blood sighting, Zava, these are 3 consecutive days of Zava sightings. Let's just read back one line above, continue to reread the Rashi from one line above. V'im shloisha tireh, if the she has a sighting of 3 days, namely after, let's say, 7 days passed since that Yoyim Yud Aleph Bein Hashmoshes. If she has, after the passage of 7 days, she has 3 consecutive days, Nachmir Olel Lomar will then be Machmir and say that the first sighting, Ria Rishonet Chilas Nida Havoi, not like we said before, where the first diamond was, that the Chumra was to say that Ria Rishona was the end of the Ziva, but rather, we're going to catch her from both ends and say, impose this Chumra and say, well, the Ria Rishona was really the beginning of the Nida period, and now 7 days have lapsed, and we're seeing 3 consecutive days after 7 days after that first sighting, we'll have to say Vashta Zava, Utsricho Shiva Nikiyim. We'll say she's now a Zava and she'll require 7 clean days. V'lo Teshiv Arba V'Hein. We're not going to say that it's enough for her to observe 4 more days because this is the beginning of a Nidus. This woman is basically messed up until she experiences the fixing as is reported in Maseches Erechin, which there the Gemara discusses a situation where she would, in order to get back on track, she would have to have an extended period of clean days. She would have 18 clean days, so then she would know that where she is holding. She would restart her Nida cycle. But up till that point, if she doesn't have that, she will be messed up for forever. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.